This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The Google game with Greg James once again reveals far too much. An update from our listener Sarah. Is she going to fly to Ireland to date that guy she met? And Charlie Sloth brings the lols on Tuesday's Real or No Real. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
So it's just me today. Chris is off. I was off yesterday. Thank you, Alice Levine. It's that time of year as we spring into spring. Everyone just suddenly gets ill. Someone's like, why do you need anti-disinfectant wipes? Have you been dirty? No, it's just that we like to... There was someone here that actually used to like wipe down the studio after every single show, including the microphone, because they were paranoid. Actually, not the worst idea in the world. Hello, Steve in Newbury, who's been on. He's saying, can we have the latest goss from Sarah and Paddy, please? Yes. Do you remember that girl who was amazing from Friday's show called Sarah, had met an Irish guy while watching the rugby and has now booked a flight to see him? And then got cold feet and was like, is this the right thing to do? She's amazing. We're going to try and get an update from her a little bit later on. We'll see if she maybe calls up or whatever. That'd be awesome.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I want to shout out my friend Luke for being really miserable in the text that I just sent him a few moments ago. He wasn't expecting this. My text went to him, you okay? His reply, no, hangry. See, I have a problem with hangry because if you don't know what that is, that's apparently the state of being hangry and angry. So therefore... hangry, because I don't believe it's a real thing. I sometimes have been annoyed in the past when I've like not had food for a while, but the idea that someone can be that moody on a text message or have full-on rage because of hunger, I don't get it.
Scott Mills.
An award for the coolest place that someone's listening today is from Ella, normally lives in Devon. At the moment, sat in a ski apartment in Norway, listening while revising. That's cool, I can just picture it. Unless you're in somewhere cooler, let me know. Sam in Brighton's been on. So wrong, Mills. So very wrong. My girlfriend gets hangry all the time. I have to throw food at her like an animal in the zoo, or she turns into Satan himself.
BBC Radio 1!
Hello, Radio 1!
Hi, Scott. It's Sarah from Friday's show. How are you doing?
Oh, yes, Sarah. I love you. You call back.
Thank you.
I've had a lot of people asking about you and what's going on.
Okay, cool.
So, Sarah, I love the way you say cool, by the way. It's my absolute fave. So you're the girl that met a man called Irish Paddy.
Well,
he was
right,
Irish,
yeah.
And called Paddy. While watching the rugby.
Yeah.
Got on really well.
We did.
Had some special kisses.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, what were you thinking?
I mean, it transpired and I booked a flight to Ireland to see him.
Yeah, you did book a flight, so you must have quite liked him at the time.
Yeah. And then I phoned for your advice because I didn't know if that was the best thing to do.
And I was like, go for it, wasn't I?
Yeah, so I felt a lot better after speaking to you and Chris on Friday. But then I got the fear.
Oh, no, what do you mean?
Well, I didn't know if he was listening.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether, is BBC Radio 1 readily available in Ireland or do you need DAB?
Well, you can get it in Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland. Because I was thinking, if he was listening, I don't want to put him off, but I was thinking there must be thousands of Paddies in Tipperary, surely.
Probably a lot, yeah.
Okay, cool. That made me feel better.
Yeah, you don't just need the DAB.
Yeah, we don't need to know that. Just tell me that he hasn't heard it.
He's not heard it.
Great, yeah.
He's not heard it.
Brilliant. Because my friends think I'm bonkers.
Why?
Because I have a tendency of doing silly things.
You're just spontaneous.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's character building, isn't it?
It is character building, you're dead right.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a sucker for an accent.
Are you?
Yeah. So they said that I need to stop being such a sucker for an accent.
I mean, your accent is amazing.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Ah, it's taken 29 years to get used to it.
What, yourself?
Yeah, to my accent.
But it's your accent. Why would you need to get used to it?
Well, when I go abroad, I have to say Sarah instead of Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
What's your favourite accent?
Well, today it's the Irish accent.
Right. Well, does it change daily?
Depends who I'm interested in at the time.
Okay. Right, so where are we at with Paddy then? So we spoke to you on Friday. You felt better. You were like, oh, yeah, I probably will go, but I don't know. Then you got the fear. Then have you been speaking to him?
Yes, we've been speaking over the phone and he hasn't mentioned anything, so I'm guessing he hasn't cheered us.
Nah, he hasn't.
Yeah.
And how were the phone chats?
Really good. He's lovely. Another thing, Scott, I've remembered our common interests.
Yes, because you said that to me that you had loads of common interests on Friday. Then I asked you what they were, and you were like, I can't remember. So you've remembered now?
I have, yeah. Rugby. Yes. Because we were both watching the match on a night out. Alcohol, because we were both enjoying a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And we're both patriotic, because we were both supporting our teams in the rugby. So I think that's the foundations of a fantastic relationship. What do you think?
So let me get this right. You both like rugby?
Yeah.
You're both proud to be where you're from?
Yes.
And you like drinking?
Yeah, I think that's the foundation of a brilliant relationship.
I mean, they're definitely common interests.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that, though, no?
I'll let you know.
Sarah, I could have told you this on Friday, though, of the common interest, because I know where you met him, I know what you did.
Yeah, but I just needed to reinstate why I'm going. Because we both share an interest in rugby and our countries.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, listen, what are you thinking now? After speaking to him over the weekend and he's making you laugh, what are you thinking about Friday? Because it's this Friday you're supposed to fly to see him, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying that I'm definitely going to go.
You're
going to
go?
I am, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When do you fly on Friday?
I fly in the afternoon.
Right, I know you'll get the fear before then, so do you want a little pep talk?
Yes, please.
Just before you go?
Yeah, in the airport, to make sure that I definitely get on the flight.
Yeah, okay, I'll chat to you in the airport, and then, of course, I'll speak to you on Monday to see how it went with Paddy.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Really freaks me out, right, sometimes when you lot know more about my diary or life than I do. So someone's been on saying, this is Stephen in Newbury. I've just done some admins and you're not in next Monday, Scott, to let us know how it went with the date. Oh, yes, we're on the Radio and Breakfast show next week. How do you know that? I'd even forgotten about that. But you're right, Stephen and Newbury, so we'll catch up with her on the breakfast show in the morning and see how the date went. But well played there, I'm a diary, well played. Jackie in Bath says, she is awesome. I stayed in my car to listen to her. I wish her loads of luck for Friday. Yeah, listen on Monday morning, we'll catch up with Sarah. Someone else says, I wonder if Paddy's having exactly the same conversation on Irish radio right now.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Colleen, who is expecting trees. Not expecting trees, that'd be weird. Inspecting trees in London. Well, that's a big bump. You're expecting a tree. Inspecting trees in London. She's saying, where's Sam Smith? I don't know. I don't travel anywhere with him. But hopefully new music from him soon. That was Disclosure and Sam Smith. I love that song. Omen on BBC Radio 1. Great tunes, Mr. Mills, says this person. I think you've got a playlist straight out of my car. And Jason and Cleethorpe's loving that tune as well. I've had so many nice messages from you lot today as well for my anniversary, which is today. It's the new name for when I celebrate a birthday. I stole it directly from Mariah Carey, who doesn't have birthdays anymore. So it's my anniversary today. Thanks, guys. So many nice messages. Even Korean Billy's been on from South Korea.
Yes, Queen.
Who we had on the show the other day. Thanks, Billy, for your message.
Thanks for calling, Scott. Okay. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
What are your thoughts then? 81199. I love the piano, says Carrie off of Reddin. Is he singing about FedEx, says Rosie on the M1. Why would you get that passionate about FedEx deliveries? That is James DW and X on BBC Radio 1. James has been in Australia. He's getting on lots of flights today. I think he's about to get on his second out of three flights today, because that's what happens when you become a pop star. I bet he's got a neck pillow. Anyway, he's listening to Radio 1 right now in Singapore Airport and wish me a happy birthday. Thanks, James TW. We're playing your song every day this week. That is X, my tune of the week. how much do we love Lord on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning? And we found out that Lord loves a cream egg, so Grimmie rewrote her song.
I rip off all the foil before I leave the shop.
I've waited all this time and now I just can't stop.
Oh, wow, your voice is good. And, oh, wait. I need them all year round. I want to scream the truth.
I said I'd have just one. I'm such a damn liar.
The white cream, it tastes so sweet. When you bite it, thought you said you would never make a mess.
But now there's egg on your face.
Defining you, how you always seem to want just one more.
Oh, you want one more?
But I have the egg on my mind.
It's great lyrics, great lyrics.
All the eggs in my mind.
But honey,
I'll look out for them ever I go. But honey, I'll search every shop, down every road. I'm waiting for it, that cream egg.
Cause honey, I'll eat other things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that cream egg.
I wish I liked healthy treats and just let go.
I'm waiting for it, that cream egg.
I want it.
I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that cream egg. I want it.
Singing with Grimmie is probably the highlight of Lord's career so far.
I'm waiting for it, that cream egg. I want it.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Heather, who's listening at work, secretly listening at work. I love a secret listener. She is in, well, maybe I shouldn't say where you are because it's going to narrow it down. Well, there's got to be more than one Heather in Bristol, right? Fine. She's like, thanks for that. Cream egg now in my head all day. Don't blame me, blame Grimmie. No bangers today. Sorry, no bingo, no bangers. Hopefully, Chris will be back tomorrow to play. The trouble is, when we spend so much time in an air-conditioned place like this, he gets ill, I get ill. I do an impression of Holly Willoughby. He does an impression of Holly Willoughby. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Ellie, don't be like that. She says, Scott, I've told my trainees at work they can't disturb me between 2.40 and 2.50 every day because I need to listen to bangers. No bangers today. Tuesday ruined. I know. Blame Chris. Hopefully it's back tomorrow at 2.40. That is Maroon 5 and Future and Cold on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Andy, and about 100 other people who have sent me a message about Mary Berry Every Day for In Your Bingo, a certain clip that was on last night, which hundreds of you spotted, but I think we can definitely use it. Turns out that show is absolute filth, something about a bone in a fish pie. Thursday 1:45 is Angela Scanlon. I love the Scanlon, off of Robot Wars. She's been doing the one show recently. She's great. She'll be well up for it. Thursday, 1:45, getting wet on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
It's now time for the Google Game, today with Greg James.
Yes.
Chris is not here because the Radio 1 DJs are dropping like flies.
I know, I feel like I should be in quarantine.
Okay, so we get given the start of a sentence, put into a search engine. We then try and think what the most popular autocomplete would be, you know, when it autocompletes your sentence for you. So can we have today's question, please, on the Google Game?
Am I the only one that...
Okay, so this is a good one. Am I the only one that... Okay. Am I the only one that sniffs and really enjoys old sponges on the bath?
Oh, here we go. Well, what?
Like, I quite like the damp smell of an old flannel and an old sponge.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be... You know, am I the only one? I wonder whether, you know, it's just, I quite like the smell of a slightly damp, I'm not saying mouldy, it's just a little bit damp. It's been sat there for a couple of days and it's sort of quite nice. It's quite refreshing and cold.
Okay. I've known you ages. You've never said this to me.
That's why games like this are good, because it goes to the depths of your brain. But so, so like a sponge, have you got a sponge in the bath? Maybe yeah. Have a loofah.
Yeah, I've got a sponge.
Have you ever sniffed it? When it's not been... submerged, just before you put it in again.
Okay.
And what, it smells nice.
It's still got a little bit of dampness.
Maybe from the day before. It's been sat there. And I'm not saying it's unhygienic. It's just sort of just got a little bit of damp water smell. I quite like it.
You know when you are sniffing it?
Yeah.
Like how long are you sniffing it for?
Just a couple of...
Oh, not so like half an hour or something.
I'm not sat in the corner of my bathroom just going, Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Oh, that's really, I love the damp. Oh, yeah. No, it's just a little, well, that's nice.
Okay. Is that going to be one of the most popular answers?
I don't think it'll be a popular answer.
Am I the only one that enjoys Flog It? Now, I was off yesterday and I watched all the shows, which I've not seen for ages.
Is Flog It still on?
It's still on.
I've got a story about Flog It.
Paul Martin there and his antiques and family heirlooms. I quite enjoyed it. I got a bit.
I did work experience on Flog It.
No, you did not.
Uh-huh. Back in the day when it was a new thing, I applied to do work experience and I went and helped out at the Great Yarmouth episode back in 2005. Yeah.
Has it been on that long?
A heady year.
Yeah.
It was great. I've met Paul Martin. He walks around with a blazer, which has got, he's got autographed photo cards in the pocket inside. So all the old people, they're like, oh, hello, Paul. What do you think of my grandfather clock? Oh, it's lovely, dear. Lovely. Would you like a photo?
Oh, I'd love a photo.
Oh, and I bet they do love a photo
and
as
he
well.
And he just whips them out of his pocket and just hands them out. I had to help sort of carry all the stuff up to the function room in Great Yarmouth. So I was lugging up old granny's clocks and wardrobes and paintings and stuff.
When they do actually win the money, that's my favourite bit, where Paul always goes, so how are you going to spend your earnings? And it was £10. And she's like, probably on a flight to Amsterdam for my son. Now, unless you've got a really good deal, you're going to have to put more towards that.
Well, it just about covers the bus home, Paul. And I might be able to pop in and get a meal for one on the way home.
That's the show. Anyway, so they're nice people, though. Lovely,
yeah.
Lovely experience. Yeah.
I enjoyed it yesterday, but then, you know, when you feel ill, like, your quality threshold is lower, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, most people enjoy my show better when they're poorly, for example. I've got a lot of hospital listeners.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something, I don't know if it's something in the way they make them, but there's something, when you can't really even be bothered to turn the channel over because you're feeling rubbish, there's something quite comforting about those shows.
Oh, it is. It's a hug, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like a TV hug. Do they make them in a special way, do you think?
Yeah, but it's a bit like, it's safe, isn't it? It's like The Bake Off. It's like all those sorts of shows, Midsummer Murders.
Yeah.
Nothing bad's really going to happen. I know people get murdered in Midsummer Murders, but not really. It's sort of joke murders.
Right, yeah.
So it's those sorts of shows which are so lovely and warm, you know nothing bad's going to happen, so it's safe.
I wasn't going to come in today, but here I am. And so, this is weird. I noticed that going through the BBC One schedule today, A Place in the Sun wasn't on. So maybe I searched for it on demand.
Is that your, am I the only one that searches for?
Maybe that's what it should be instead of enjoys Flog It, because obviously you do. You went for work experience. Am I the only one that looks for A Place in the Sun on demand? By the way, there were loads of them, just in case you need. Okay, so we will take a break here. Am I the only one that series links or watches A Place in the Sun on demand? Your one about the sponges?
Am I the only one who sniffs and enjoys old sponges/flannels?
I'm not sure either of those will be the most popular answer in the search engine, but let's come back to it after this.
Scott Mills.
I'm just in the middle of the Google game with Greg James on Radio 1. We get given the start of a sentence, put into a search engine. We've got to try and think what the most popular questions are. So, we've got, am I the only one that enjoys Flog It? Am I the only one that searches for Place in the Sun on demand? And am I the only one that enjoys the smell of slightly damp sponges? Have you got any more? Because I think I'm out.
Am I the only one that does little games in my head? For example, if I don't get to a certain part of the pavement before something happens, then like the world's going to end or like I lose the game.
I do that as well.
Okay, so if I'm walking along and I'm like, I've got to get past that red car before the blue car gets to the red car, otherwise it's game over.
Yeah.
So you play little games like that to yourself to get through the day. Also, like, do you race drops of water on your windscreen when you're driving? Like, the left one's going to win. Oh, look, the left one's going to join the right one to form a mega drop.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
I've had the thing before where it's like, well, if I manage to stand on the next two of the cracks in the pavement, then this will happen. It's normally something bad.
A mate of mine is even weirder than the drops thing and the games that you play. There's a mate of mine, if someone cuts him up when he's driving, he will, if he stops next to them at the traffic light or something, he will pretend to reach down into his car and pick up an imaginary walkie-talkie, like he's the police. Like
what
he's,
do you mean?
Like he's phoning it in. He's phoning it in.
Sierra Oscar Tango Charlie. We've got a... His man just caught me up in his blue Mondeo. Over. Can you respond?
That's what he does.
So he's there in his Yaris with a pretend walkie-talkie?
Yeah, also he salutes magpies as well. This is a thing that I know a load of people listening will also do. So... I bet, am I the only one that salutes magpies is a thing?
Okay.
Because apparently it's good luck or bad luck not to salute them or something. And you say, morning, Mr. Magpie, how's your wife? And that's what he does.
Does he?
Every time he sees a magpie. So if I'm in the car with him, he'll do it.
You've come up with so much great stuff on this game today. I'm glad I asked.
I really enjoy it.
Well, we've got loads in here, but I actually really like the salute magpies one because I have heard of that before.
Yeah.
So should we go for that one as our most popular one?
Okay, yeah.
Is that one going to be in there? The start of the sentence, am I the only one that, we think, salutes magpies might be one of the most popular answers.
Am I the only one that hates Christmas, didn't like La La Land, cares about the rules?
Right.
Okay, well, none of ours in there again.
Oh.
Hates Christmas, that's actually quite a good one.
What, am I the only one that hates Christmas? Is that the top... answer.
It's the top answer.
Wow.
I know, right? La La Land. I'm so glad I didn't go to see that, you know.
Also, by the way, it's March. Why are people worrying about Christmas now? So don't worry about it. Do something else.
Like, who wakes up in March and goes, oh, God, I hate Christmas.
Oh, I hate Christmas. Spring reminds me of Christmas.
I very much enjoy playing this today with you, Greg James. Let's do it again soon.
Please.
Scott Mills.
I can't believe the amount of people that love sniffing a bath sponge. It's mad.
Scott Mills.
And now, he's got something on his chin. No, not that one. Not that one. That one. It's Charlie Slough.
Oh, guys! Yeah! That one was dead. I used to get that one dropped in me at school all the time. And I wasn't even fat then. But I think I did have two chins. I've always had like a bit of a saggy chin.
Have you?
Not now, though.
Wait, look at that jawline.
Look at that jawline, cuz man's looking like I'm straight out of Hollywood, bruv.
I'll tell you what, my delivery for anything is not on point today.
What's going on?
I just don't feel that well.
I walked past you downstairs, you didn't even recognise me. I was like, hey, Scott.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I said, hey, Scott. And I thought, let me say it one more time.
You weren't that loud, though.
I was like, hey, Scott.
You weren't, though, because
I was literally like 2 foot from you.
Were you?
Yeah, I thought he mustn't recognise me.
This is what happens, you see. I go into a little world of my own.
Yeah, you did look in deep thought. I didn't want to disturb you. I was going to put my arm in your shoulder, but I thought, no, don't do that.
Well, it's good to see you, right?
Always good to see you.
Chris is off today as well.
Where is he?
Oh, just because we're all sickly.
Is he poor?
Is he poor?
Poorly? Sorry?
Well, it's all relative.
Yeah.
He's not well, no. I think it's
you're not going to give this to me. I can't afford to get ill, bro.
I think I can.
I can't afford this lifestyle of being sick.
I'm going to get one of them masks. I need a mask.
Is he really poorly?
I was ill, so ill yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can talk. You're the sickliest one on One Extra.
I am never ill, bro. Oh, my gosh. I get ill once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year. And it's when I come on this show, pass it on the germs.
Here's today's Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. It's just me against you today, fam.
I'm going to win.
Take That crooner Gary Barlow will appear in the new Star Wars film as the lead singer of the Cantina Band.
Wow. You know, actually, I saw a meme involving Gary Barlow and James Corden yesterday that made me laugh for about 15 minutes.
Go on.
So,
is it from the Comic Relief thing?
No, so I'm not sure. It might be.
Carpool
in the car? Yes.
Yeah, that was Comic Relief.
There's a shot of them to get like in the identical position, and then the meme meme is
I've seen it
after 2 weeks of all inclusive, but it was brilliant because it kind of
after
was
2 weeks of all inclusive holiday.
Yeah, it was kind of like a reflection of my life.
I bet you love an all inclusive, don't you?
Do you know what? I've not been on an all inclusive.
You not
for a long time.
Oh mate, you'd love it. What are you doing with your life? Like that magical armband takes you to a magical place.
But do you know what? It's like I don't really like hotels when I go on holiday.
Well, where do you stay?
Villas.
Oh,
obviously.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah.
So you don't like to stay in hotels. What's wrong with them then?
I like a bit of privacy. When I'm on holiday, I like my own space. I don't want to share a pool with people I don't know.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know, like, especially when you're obese, people look at your belly and they're kind of like, you know, when I do the run and jump in the pool, like the kids taking photos and stuff.
Right.
It's not cool, man.
No, you don't want that.
I don't need it.
You don't need it in the Instagram age.
Mm-mm. No.
So Gary Barlow is going to be in Star Wars as the lead singer of the Cantina Band. Do you know the Cantina Band?
No.
Okay, so...
Sick.
Now, which one is the Star Wars? Is that the Captain's Log one, isn't it? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one with the Enterprise, yes?
Yeah, 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 that's it. Right. That's it. No, that's not it. That's Star Trek.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it's going to annoy people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, revealed on a recent Reel or No Reel,
yeah,
this song is the number one song for making love to in the whole of Australia.
I don't believe that.
Fact.
No way.
Absolutely true.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is a true fact.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. They love it.
What, so like when people are adult residing?
That's right.
They play this record?
Well, it was, yeah, I think it's like on one of the streaming sites, one of the most popular ones for making love.
That's blown my mind.
It is a good fact, isn't it?
That's blown my mind.
Hi, bro. Should we have some special time tonight? Yeah, let's get a bit of the Cantina Band on, Sheila. Not everyone is called Sheila or Bruce. It's not the 70s. Gary Barlow's in Star Wars as the lead singer of the Cantina Band. Real or no real? I'm saying absolutely no real.
This has got to be no real. No way.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Okay. Gary revealed on ITV's Lorraine yesterday that he does have a cameo role in Star Wars, though, episode 8, but he is not playing the lead singer of the Cantina Band, the most popular piece of music to have special cuddles to in the whole of Australia, as once revealed on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
I can't believe I found somebody else that salutes magpies.
Yeah, I do, yeah. If I see a magpie, morning, Mr. Magpie, or good afternoon, Mr. Magpie, or good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Magpie.
Okay, and do you ask him how his wife is if she's not there?
No.
Do you say, how's your family?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you ask that?
I don't know. But so you just say, morning, Mr. Magpie.
Yeah.
But then what about if his... What if
there's
she's
two, there? If there's two, then I'm assuming that is him and her.
Right.
So it's more than Mr. and Mrs. Magpie.
Okay.
Don't want to get bad luck. I don't want no sorrow in my life.
Okay, right. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, try it. It feels great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Here's the next fact on today's Real or No Real.
You can now get your own back on trolls by ordering customised toilet roll with their negative tweets about you printed on it.
Great idea.
My roll would be so long.
Mine would be huge. I can't see you getting many negative ones, though.
Yeah, occasionally.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe that you do.
I get loads.
Do you?
I get thousands every day.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Marmite kind of guy. You either love me or you really, 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 really hate me.
Well, they don't have to listen to your show.
No, they don't. They don't. But
I mean,
they
could if they could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're such a lovable guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
I don't see
that. I think that's what it is, though. You know, there's two sides to the coin. Literally, you know, you either really love me or you really hate me.
See, now I just think you're inviting it.
No, I'm not inviting it.
No, no, I get my fair share. I think everyone does. So what you do now is you, the trolls, they're going to hate whatever. So you order some customised toilet roll. And you have their negative tweets printed on them about you.
Mm.
I'd quite like to read those.
Yeah,
like just
toilet.
Break off another strip each time. Oh, remember that one? That was pretty harsh.
Are you an in and out kind of guy of the toilet? Are you an in and out kind of guy of the toilet, or are you one of them dudes that spends like a good 20 minutes?
No. I'd like to. I'm not really bothered about being in.
No.
No. I'm just saying, show and go.
Yeah.
What about you?
I spend time.
Oh, I can so imagine that as
I'm,
well.
I'm like a 30 to 40 minute kind of guy.
Why?
I take my time.
You've got stuff to do.
Some of the best, Charlie.
Some
of the best ideas that I've come up with in my life, I have come up with while on the toilet.
Well, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Mm.
Every time. Oh, I've got to think of another idea. I'm saying this is the kind of thing that would totally sell. So... I am saying real. Yes, you can get customised toilet roll with negative tweets about you printed on it.
I'm going to say this is real as well.
That one, please, can we real.
Have
It's real.
Yeah.
So, one fashion blogger in Italy started the trend after getting tired of all her haters online and has designed the toilet paper with all of the negative tweets they've ever received printed on it. I wouldn't have enough of a reroll.
Matty.
At the end of that round, a real or no real? I got 20 and Charlie got 20. I like playing with you.
Sick. I like playing with you as well.
What's on the show today and what extra?
Julia Michaels is coming into the show today. It's going to be absolutely epic. I can't wait for it.
She's
my brand new single called Issues.
She's my next song.
Oh, ironic.
I've championed this.
So have I.
And so has Mr. Jambert.
Yeah. She's on the show today.
No, she's not.
She's on the show.
I'm overzealous.
As if she's on one extra.
When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me.
Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.